Zhao Yun Lantern Fixes the Ending by Dana Scully, 1013. Read by the author. This Guardian fanwork is rated general audiences, and no archive warnings apply. Additional tags include Canon Compliant Fix It, Time Travel, Time Loops. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it involves time and the Hallows, so... Zhao Yun Lantern. Not fic. Which, if you're not sure what that is, it's basically somewhere between fic and ranting to your friend at midnight about your headcanon. Or at least that's what this is. Summary. We need fix it for our hearts and souls, but this canon involves closed time loop travel only. So how can we salve our wounded hearts with a canon-compliant fix it? Listen on. Okay, so. The ending hurts. We all know it. So I bring you the canon-compliant fix-it. Here's the most important thing to remember. We never actually see Shen Wei die. We see a flash of light, and then he and Ye Zun are having their post-death or whatever it was heart-to-heart, and Zhao Yunlan is left alone with the pendant. Also remember, time travel exists in this universe, but only in a closed-loop context. You can't change the past through time travel. The past always happened the way it did. You time traveled to the past, you were always part of the past. So, let's look at this from Zhao Yunlan's perspective. He's just watched the love of his life, apparently, die in front of him in a flash of light. The second time in a row he's watched him die in front of him after the whole getting stabbed and eaten thing. He's devastated. He's heartbroken. He's dying. And the world is going to end if someone doesn't sacrifice their life into the Guardian Lantern. So, obviously, he does that. He burns up in the Guardian Lantern for some untold time that is out of time. The Hallows are all connected to each other, and time is meaningless to them. He has always been part of them. That's why they've responded to him this whole time. As he acclimates to his new state of being, burning, he starts to understand the Hallows better and understands time itself better. He desperately wants to save Shen Wei, wants to have saved Shen Wei, but he realizes that there is no such thing as changing the timeline. The timeline always existed the way that it happened. Time is a closed loop. But then another minute, or another eternity later, really, it's all the same in this place outside of time that he exists. He realizes, what if Shen Wei never died in the first place? What if he had always saved him? What if what he thought happened wasn't what actually happened? And in that place where he is, at one with the Hallows, thinking is almost the same as doing. And so he dips into that moment in time, that moment where he thought Shen Wei had died, and he pulls him out. He pulls him out of his brother's stomach and into that eternity outside time, where Shen Wei and Ye Zun either meet for a moment before Ye Zun dies, or both are pulled out of that moment together, whichever suits your fancy. Ye Zun lives ending, optional. And meanwhile, Zhao Yunlan, who is the Hallows at this point, uses the power of the All to pull the light energy out of Shen Wei and trigger the explosion that always happened. The brothers have their meeting in the space that is not really a space at all, but Zhao Yunlan, or Shen Wei, or both, pulls the pendant out of that no space and sends it back to the Zhao Yunlan who witnessed that explosion as a message. Keep holding on. Have faith. Keep waiting. Love is waiting for you, and you will meet again. The message that the pendant has always held. And so when Shen Fei appears to be turning away from Zhao Yunlan and walking away with his brother, he is actually walking towards something. He senses who is waiting for him, not in that moment in time, but outside of time altogether. And so they meet together in the place that is no place and no time, and is also every place and every time, with a Shen Fei in his original physical body, who has had the poisonous light energy removed and therefore has been restored by his natural Di Xing healing power, and a Zhao Yunlan who knows that he is the lantern and has always been the lantern, even when he was living his life, and knows he can do so again. They meet and they make a bet and a promise, and then Zhao Yunlan returns them to the world a year after they left. The same way that he pulled himself into the portal to ancient Taixing, the same way that he has been directing the Hallows all along. And they returned to life together forever. Oh, I... Guardian broke me, y'all. Guardian just broke something inside of me. And I, you know, immediately, of course, went to AO3 and consumed all of the Fix-It fix that I could possibly find. But a lot of them were either, you know, canon divergence AUs, awesome, love those, or they were time travel Fix-Its that diverged from the original timeline, go back, make a new timeline, which are also awesome. But my, like, sci-fi brain just, like, couldn't quite handle that being the only thing. Like, I consume all those fixed, love all those fixed bits, but I also needed a canon-compliant ending that is a better canon-compliant ending for my own sanity. And the canon that we see is that time is a closed loop. You can't change the past, that anything you go back in time to do always happened. And so I was just like racking my brain, trying to, you know, save my own heart by coming up with some way that we could get a happy ending that's still canon compliant with the canon compliant closed loop time travel. And after, you know, battering my brain against the wall for a while, this is what popped out. And I was like, oh my fucking God. And so for a while, it just like lived in my head. And, you know, I told like my wife and my housemate and, you know, gushed with them, but it didn't live on the internet until somebody in one of my servers finished Guardian. And I was like, was devastated. Of course, we all were. And so I was like, oh my God, okay, I need to get this from my head into some kind of written form. And then once I did that, I figured, you know, might as well post it on AO3. Notfic is a thing that exists, apparently. I'd only just recently learned about Notfic. And then I've sort of been wanting to record it for a while. I'm a podficker. This is literally my only written thing on AO3 at all right now. Thank you, Out of the Auditory, for giving me a good excuse to do something that I've been meaning to do for a while. So I hope you enjoyed this little very self-indulgent thing that I did. And, you know, if you like it, I would love any, you know, kudos or comments or whatever. But mostly, honestly, I just really, really wanted to share this salve with others who were hurting as much as I did. So hope you enjoyed it. You know, if anybody wants to make anything more of it, I have blanket permission. So, you know, go to town, tell me about it, because I need more salve for my soul and my heart. Fellow Guardian fans, I hope this helped you dry your tears at least a little bit. And yeah, thanks for listening.